mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we just had a CFR member on for the last hour. Robert A. Pastor, Vice Chair of the Independent Task Force on the Future of North America. And he's the Vice President of International Affairs at the American University in D.C. And we have this guy on, and, yeah, well, so we'll legalize all the illegal aliens, but that's not legalizing them, and we'll have a common block country, but that's not an American union, and everything's fine. We're just calling for a new capital. I mean, in your face. I got a bunch of other news here about this 12-year-old girl with cancer taken from her parents, and just a bunch of other news, but let's get some more of your great calls out of the way here. Tom in Idaho. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Alex. I have a comment, and then I'd like your opinion on something. From what I have heard and read from what I consider reliable sources, including your show, the substance depleted uranium used by the U.S. military in Iraq is a horrific substance. The people in Iraq, including our troops, are developing devastating health problems and are dying as a result of depleted uranium. I think this issue could be a unifying issue. I think liberals, conservatives, Republicans, Democrats, anyone with a conscience could relate to this issue. Perhaps we could get President Bush impeached with this issue. What do you think?
Well, the Democrats have a lot to lose, too, because they used it in Serbia. They've used it in 10 locations here in the U.S. at proving grounds, and there's no debating it. The Army's own handbooks, their own reports on it say it's deadly poison, just the heavy metal effects alone, then the cumulative radiological effects as well. We do talk a lot about it, but the media just ignores it, and then neocons say you're an evil liberal if you talk about it, and actually say that it's good for you, it's not bad for you. And the media also says mercury's good for our children. I mean, it's just... I guess shooting yourself five times in the head is good. Jumping off a 10,000-foot, building, I guess, is good. Sticking your hand in a meat grinder must be good. But, it is an important issue because you can't debate it. You can't ignore it. It's deadly poison. It's bad for our troops. Very bad, and they're still using it.
Well, I think everybody should call their congressman and try to have Bush impeached on this issue.
The New York Daily News and others have done the blood test on the troops, and they have upwards of two rims of radiation in them. But then totally mindless idiots will call into this show and say, I'm evil, that I know DU is good for you. How dare I say it's bad for you? How dare I have Dr. Rocky and others on?
Well, they're listening to the propaganda of the controlled media, that's why.
But the controlled media doesn't even say it's good for you. They just ignore it, thanks to the call. These... Let's talk to Mike in Idaho, or Mick in Idaho. Go ahead, Mick, another caller in Idaho.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good.
Hey, at least we're going to be safe because the police are forming special gun squads. I told you about that last week. But what I didn't get through was they're going to use federal law to enforce these special for the gun squads to, protect us, Al.
Yeah, they just built a giant new BATF headquarters,
really?
Biggest federal building in D.C., and the federal funds are flowing to have gun raids on people's houses and look for guns and gun billboards, anti-gun billboards and checkpoints and everything else.
Never mind they can't do anything about the illegals because that's federal. At the same time, they want to use federal laws to go after the guns. I mean, the local police. And there's up here in Idaho, there's a little town that wants to go after sex crimes on the Internet, and they're going to use federal laws there, but they can't do anything about the illegals.
It all federalizes.
That's right. They can't do anything about the illegals because that's federal. Duh. It's just like any tyrannical government, I guess, huh?
I hear you.
Thanks
for the call. Good points. I got another article here about a police chief who is doing the right thing. So that's coming up after this quick break. And a lot of your calls straight ahead, so stay with us. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.tv are the sites. Check them out today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Washington Post today reports new tack against illegal immigrants, trespassing charges. The police chief of this tiny whitewashed New England town has crafted his own border control policy. He has charged illegal immigrants from Mexico with trespassing in New Hampshire. The novel legal strategy has made a minor celebrity of W. Garrett Chamberlain, the 36-year-old police chief, hops to his feet and deposits a pile of letters on his desk from Alaskans and Californians, Border Patrol agents, and soldiers in Iraq, all applauding his initiative. Fox News Communications have called, too, seeking his views on national immigration policy. Chamberlain, who has served as chief for 3 years, described his actions as born of frustration with the federal government. His officers had discovered illegal immigrants several times, but immigration agents declined to detain them. I was just saying, wait a minute, we're on heightened alert, and it's post-9/11, and I'm going to let an illegal immigrant who I don't know from Adam just walk away? That includes when they commit crimes, Chamberlain said. That's ridiculous. If I find you are in my county illegally, I'm not going to worry about political correctness. I will detain you. So another shot is fired in the often tested debate over U.S. immigration policy and border security, a battle fraught with political and ethnic anxieties. Already, another police chief, Richard E. Gendron, in nearby Hudson, New Hampshire, has followed suit. A few days ago, Gendron brought trespassing charges against two illegal immigrants from Mexico after his officers stopped a van with a broken headlight. Several police chiefs in New Hampshire have suggested that they might pursue such tactics in the future. For now, however, the eyes are trained on New Esperich, a town of 4,200 people set in the Green Hills just north of Massachusetts' border. The Mexican immigrant Jose Mora Ramirez faces trial on the trespassing charges in July, and the two Mexicans arrested in Hudson will be tried later this month. The Mexican consulate has hired an attorney for Ramirez, fearing that a court may uphold the trespassing charge and so set a national precedent. The Mexican government is understandably worried that this could become the charge du jour across the country. Folks, understand, they have automobile accidents, they rob people, they rape, they kill, and they will, it was in the Houston Chronicle last year, 400,000 felon illegals ordered released out of jails because the feds won't take them. You actually are a first-class super citizen if you're an illegal alien from Russia or Mexico or wherever. We're always talking about Mexico because that's the majority here. They got this Canadian with a bloody chainsaw and bloody hatchet foaming at the mouth, and they just let him across the border and then find all the dead bodies. He's a white guy. Now we're against white people. No! Don't tell us to take a wired up our nose and have cameras aimed at our faces and everything we track being, everything we do being tracked, our lives being chronicled. Meanwhile, if you're an illegal alien, you got carte blanche. It's a joke. They want to merge this country. They've ordered the Border Patrol to stand down, and that's what they're doing. They're killing this country. And I'm sick of it. Bunch of slime balls at the CFR think it's funny destroying America. We're going to stop these traitors. And I'm telling you, it's time to do something about this. It's time to take action and get sheriffs elected that will enforce the law. That's why 25% of the country's already gotten rid of their sheriffs. The cities that are totally unlawful and totally crackerjack police forces go and take over the sheriff's departments. Why do we put up with this? It's time to put our people in. It's part of the globalist plan to shut down our wages, to bring in a police state, and we got to stop it. Paul in New York. Go ahead, Paul. All right.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I just had 2 points I wanted to mention and also something separately at the end.
Okay, make your points. Go ahead.
First one is today the House Judiciary Committee. Did you watch that with Sensenbrenner when he just outright stopped the debate, walked off while the representatives were...
Well, for those that don't know, Sensenbrenner wants a Nazi Stasi bill where if you don't tattle on all your neighbors, even for suspicion of drugs, you get multi-years in prison and a $1 million fine. What is that sack of maggots doing now?
Well, he basically just closed the session with the objection of the representatives on the Democratic side not getting any chance to respond.
Because somebody objected, he threw a fit and stomped off.
He threw a fit while they were steaming. I have the video. It was on C-SPAN, too.
Cue that sucker up. Let's hear it.
It's actually a video clip. I don't have it set up on the phone right now, but I can get you a copy of it, which is wonderful. But separately, I also wanted you to elaborate on the Giuliani and Mexico City, a security company, have been paid millions to run security for there. How convenient is that now that we're trying to get a caste established? That would be an automatic tie to security.
Well, yeah, we had a bunch of weasels attack the hen house, and so we've now put the chief weasel in charge, and that's Giuliani's payoff as he runs around running security systems. And that's in my new film, Exposing Giuliani. And, I mean, here they are. But, you know, Lou Dobbs even admits it. It's in the document. Pan-American Union, no more borders, merging our troops with Mexico and Canada. The Canadians are freaking out over it, but the average American's drooling in the corner going, huh, there's no such thing.
It's happening.
Did you hear that guy last hour? Did you hear that CFR guy I had on last hour?
I did. I heard about the last 20 minutes, and actually I wanted to bring up some of his old articles because I actually have a subscription as well. And what I love is that when it comes down to talking about an issue intelligently, what they do is start throwing words at you, throw off the actual focus. It's basic.
Well, that's
psychology.
Right. They've got to hide the full scope of what they're doing. And every time they stick their heads up, they get them whacked off. But
how nice was it to see him say that about the CFR when you asked him if he's a member and the comment he made? You know, again, basic psychology. Let somebody give up their interpretation of what they are by asking them.
Well, Paul, let me ask you a question about Sensenbrenner. So they're about to have a hearing about his new bill to turn us all into Stasi. Oh, we busted your neighbor with some marijuana. We got proof you knew. You're going to jail for 5 years. How's that sound? And again, it's all federally controlled. But, I mean,
sure.
What did Sensenbrenner do?
This is the Patriot Act they were trying to discuss. The Patriot Act earlier today. And so it's the House Judiciary Committee. And James Zogby was there. There were some other representatives from international human rights groups. And basically was to speak about the issues, the human rights issues that are attached to the revisions of the sunset clauses right now with Patriot Act 2. And basically, when they gave their opinion, and opinion, of course, is not going to be a nice, polite one towards the administration here right now, he just gave his comments, which was, I don't see any proof of this. I'll give you 1 week to give me proof of these specific claims against the U.S. I believe everyone in the country is attaching everything that they find wrong with their day to the Patriot Act. I'm going to elaborate on that.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Please send me that video. Yeah, it's a conspiracy why the Patriot Act's nothing but good. I'd love to march in there and show where they're using the Patriot Act against topless bars, pot dealers, Rubik's Cube sellers, you name it. I mean, they're using it. They're using it against one of their own people that was ordered to tortured somebody to death. And they go, well, you don't get due process, and you can't have lawyers, and you can't have bond, and you can't face your accusers, and we're keeping the testimony secret under the Patriot Act. They're using it against their own henchmen. Let's talk to Skunk in Missouri. Go ahead, Skunk.
How you doing? First, I want to jump off just a quick point. This CFR guy that you had on earlier, he's just so ignorant. He is not going to figure it out until he's driving down the road with his family and boom, there's machine guns and checkpoints. He's a lost cause. People like that are lost causes. Secondly, if a lot of people don't believe that an infrastructure is being set up. When I keep telling people, there is going to be something coming down. The freedoms we know are going to be gone. And most of the time people will say, well, how are they going to do it? All the military is abroad and they don't have the police. It doesn't matter. We will have foreign troops on the streets, the cameras, the electronic bracelets.
Sir, I don't care how crazy that sounds. I have AP. I have Reuters. I have the Pentagon's own statements. I've interviewed the generals and the colonels who've been in the meetings. They are going to use Mexican troops all over the United States. It is openly in the plan.
I mean, what people need to realize is it's not, oh, if it happens or it's going to happen, it's happening. People need to stand up. They need to put their foot down.
Sir, I've been at the drills where German, Dutch, British, Australian troops are openly training to put us in camps.
Give a plug to your video, Police State 3, The Takeover. I had a viewing of this last night, and I had about a dozen people, not a lot, but a dozen's more than none. And out of the dozen, two of them sat there and kept, reiterating, oh, this is bull, this is staged, and it's just they didn't want to see it. That, a blind person that can't physically see yearns to see to get a glimpse at anything. People that have a blind mind's eye, they're lost causes. I mean, there's nothing that anybody can do for them. I mean, they're going to be the ones with the chain around their neck pushing the rock down the hill with the master with the whip.
But you're saying that eight or ten of the people did wake up?
Absolutely. They were looking at it. They were asking me questions. I gave them, I printed up a bunch of cards that had your websites on them. I printed up, put my number on it if they wanted any more information, if they wanted to borrow any videos off me. If I had a DVD burner, I would be burning them by the gross.
So, did you challenge the two people that thought it was made up and say, well, disprove some of this?
I did. And the only thing that they could say is when they were looking at a lot of the video coverage and like the video clips from Seattle, from the Northern California Marine operation, they were saying, oh, well, that's not real. That's not real. That's something out of a movie. I think I might have seen that before.
I know. I have been accused of hiring helicopters and the Coronado aircraft carrier. No, I'm not. Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it. Now, folks, I mean, there was actually a news article written about 3 years ago accusing me. I mean, I hired battleships. I hired helicopters, thousands of troops. It's not real, folks. I hired them. and I'm an Easter Bunny.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Yeah, in Police State 2000, we show some of that video again in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. We have video from all over the country, from Maryland and North Carolina and Alabama and Central Texas and South Texas. But the most horrible video, the most incriminating, is at Operation Urban Warrior in 1999 in Central California. Just north of San Francisco in Oakland. And I've had quite a few people accuse me. I mean, I'm there with the video camera, thousands of troops, helicopters, and they're, it's, I mean, There's the names of the colonel, Colonel Love, that I was talking to, and we show the mock interrogations, and, you know, they're doing a drill. And they've got role players that are hired to do all of this. And the people that are denying this can just type Urban Warrior 1999 in, and they'll get Marine Corps websites with photos of the people I interviewed. And then they can see Urban Warrior 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. They just had 2005 up in Maryland. And they did live fire checkpoints. They even arrest citizens now. In 99, it was just drills. Now they actually set up checkpoints. So some of the people you had at your house watching the video, they said that I actually staged this?
Yes, they were leaning towards the opinion that, you know, it isn't real, that they're, you know, their general clips, you know, bought and then, you know, cut into your video, that it was just for theatrical purposes. And I tried to reiterate and explain them. I pointed them to my laptop. I said, hey, look, there's my laptop right there. Go on there, check out everything that you're in question about right now. I want to change your attitude, but, you know, it's like some people, it's just like when I was a kid, I got hit with an axe in the knee, and I didn't feel a thing. That's because trauma set in to protect me. A lot of these people, I think it's almost a mental trauma where they see it, they get so overwhelmed by it, but their brain instantly kicks in and says, well, it isn't real, don't worry about it. And that is the complete wrong attitude to have. People, honestly, the other 10 people that were in here were looking and they were like, it's, you know, it's crazy. Look, that's not, you know, that's not fake. This is the actual military sitting here. You know, this isn't Hollywood. And then, you know, the only two people, one of them left before the end and the other one left like right at the end of it and then left and walked out. And then everybody else kind of hung out for a while and chatted. You know, we had some drinks afterwards and whatnot.
Well, the budget on that video was about $10,000. I mean, do they think I can hire twin prop helicopters?
Yeah.
And Cobra and Apache gunships, and
well,
have the and have giant hovercraft coming off of the Coronado,
as well as thousands of extras. I mean, it's just it's pathetic when you know it's like you have to pick and choose your battles of who you want.
But, I mean,
to
we have a giant ship in the harbor with huge hovercraft coming off.
Yeah,
and then I walk over and interview the troops.
And exactly, you know,
I think I just shut down Oakland highways and
absolutely, and I mean. Like I said, you got to pick and choose your battles. You know, there's people out there that, you know, they don't know and they're skeptical, but they're willing to hear about it to make their own opinion. And then there's other people that are just completely shut down.
No, I know. It's like the guy. Look, the media isn't stupid. When they run newscasts saying mercury's good for your children, they must know there's a crowd out there that will believe anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or when, you know, somebody calls in and says, I'm a liar, DU isn't bad for you.
You know, it's like, here's a bowl of sugar-coated asbestos. Enjoy. You know? People just don't want to see, and it's really sad.
It's not even sugar-coated. They just go, this asbestos is tasty.
Yeah, and it's tough because people don't realize that, you know, the war is already underway. People are, you know, sitting there going, well, you know, if this was going this way.
When's it coming? I mean, it's coming every day. Look at what they're doing to our society.
And not even that. It's here. Why do you think if you get a speeding ticket in, you know, I'm from Massachusetts. I got a speeding ticket in Georgia, and... You know, people don't want to think about a national ID. Well, look it. When I got a speeding ticket in Georgia, I forgot to pay it. My license was suspended in Georgia, and then it was also suspended in all the linked states. I didn't know if you knew that, but, you know.
Yeah, sure, no.
Yeah, and if people don't want to believe it, I mean, it's really sad because there's so many good people out there that do nothing. And that's
Well, they're going to pass laws now where if we don't tattle on our neighbors, we go to prison. They're all over the country, they're paying the kids to, quote, report on their parents.
The problem is parents even have to teach their kids from you know, my daughter, I have two daughters, 2.5 and 6 months. I'm already teaching my daughter, you know, the family values that, you know, what is said in the house stays in the house, that, you know, the family is the first thing, you know, and that's the problem is parents out there don't really care about their kids. They don't invest the time.
Well, I mean, number one, in America and throughout world history, the first thing you teach your children is the family comes first.
Exactly.
You never go against your family.
Exactly.
No matter what. You know, it's us against the rest of the world. Now they teach them the opposite, and parents mindlessly trash the government, do whatever they say.
They park them in front of a TV and then let the system raise them. I mean, it's just that. All right, Alex, have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Skunk. All right, a bunch of other callers coming up, bunch of news, and another guest as well. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
We're supposed to be frothing mad about all of this happening. But we've been basting and marinating in evil so long, many of us can't even recognize it when it's 2 inches from our face. 12-year-old with cancer taken from her parents, little Miss Wernicke. Folks don't want radiation treatment, but state claims it's best option for girl. A state couple is fighting to regain custody of their 12-year-old cancer-stricken daughter out of the state, sees the girl, claiming her parents have not done enough to treat her. And they also seize the other three children. A judge has postponed until tomorrow a ruling on whether or not doctors can treat Katie Wernicke against her parents' wishes, KPR-CTV in Houston reported. And by the way, she's the one that doesn't want it. Katie's parents, Michelle and Edward Wernicke, of Agua Dulce, Texas, say their daughter's Hodgkin's disease is in remission and she doesn't need radiation treatment after undergoing a round of chemotherapy. Mr. Wernicke is worried that the more treatment will have harmful long-term effects on his daughter and wants an option for doctors outside Driscoll Christian Hospital in Corpus Christi. But the Texas Child Protective Services believes the recommendations of doctors at the hospital should overrule the parents. Robert Rossetti, program director over investigations at the CPS county office, claims the parents are being medically neglectful. They want to pass a law to make you take vaccines and claim that, because mercury is nutritious. Remember, But we have the news. It's good for you. We're kooks and we're against it. Speaking this morning on NBC's Today Show, Michael Warnke said her daughter's issues is unique and should be treated as such. I think they should treat her for what her body calls for and not standard protocol. Nobody will look at that, she said. Not every cancer is the same. Nobody understands that. Her body is not standard. Her cancer is not standard. Well, adults all the time say they don't want radiation treatment. Why with a child? They're setting that precedent. The Warnkes, members of the Church of God, have said they oppose blood transfusions unless they are from Kate's mother. Well, the government openly sells HIV and hepatitis blood. I mean, I wouldn't take it because of that. But she is not a match, according to doctors. Their attorney, Daniel Horn, however, said religion isn't an issue. He says his clients don't believe doctors haven't been upfront about Kate's care and have not answered all their questions about radiation side effects. The issue is about parental rights, not about religious rights, Horn said. They just want to be informed of their treatment. That's what this is involved in this. Last week, the state issued an Amber Alert, that led to the seizure of Kate, who has undergone tests at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. Boy, that's a guinea pig facility. My dad worked in that. The couple's three sons were also taken and are in a foster home. Got to take them too. Michael Warnke was arrested on charges of interfering with child custody and was released Monday after posting a $50,000 bond. According to KPRC-TV, juvenile court judge Carl Lewis said in a hearing Wednesday he would wait until Friday to make the decision on the radiation treatment after receiving more information from doctors. They're fighting for their daughter's life right now. And I have the local Corpus Christi, that's the nearest big town, news reports. She does not have cancer anymore. She's in remission. These greedy, bloodthirsty doctors want more money. They want to be able to zap her with that radiation. Oh, boy. So, really sad. But why grab the other three children? They say that the father, just when they said turn the girl in, didn't. So they put out an Amber Alert for hysteria, now again for parents. Now they're evil. And then they swooped in and grabbed all the children and charged the father. And I've seen cases with families that don't know their rights where they refuse to vaccinate where they take the children. I've seen cases where a 8-year-old girl complains because she's made to go to school, made to go to church class on Sundays, and so they seize the girl and give her to a lesbian family who then pimps her out. And at age 12, she was seen escaping in chains down the street. The family got the daughter back. The judge ordered the family to get the daughter back. And the lesbians beat the family up on the steps because the police were their buddies and loaded the girl in the car for a public kidnapping, and nothing was ever done. You think I'm joking? That's a real story. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on in this country and around the world. And we're scheduled to have Mr. Warnke on in 10 minutes. He's literally fighting for his life outside bars and the family's future. Let's go quickly to calls right now. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? Rita in Illinois. Go ahead, Rita.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
You didn't do too good with that guy, but he cheated. Your CFR guy.
The CFR guy that we're getting rid of the borders, but we're not getting rid of the borders. And we have a national ID card, but it's not really a national ID card because it's a real ID.
You know what? When he came back on you, you should have just rephrased the question. How does that not mean, you know what I mean, that it's not one thing? And keep
we're going to have one government, but it's still going to be different governments.
Well, the thing is, Chris got you the other day. I heard that Chris, he called in, and he just kept saying, oh, I've read all your stuff, and I agree with a lot of it, but, and then you didn't ask him, what did you read? And he would have been lost, and this guy did it to you. But now he said that he read your stuff so many times, this Chris guy. You only mentioned it once.
Well, what I said was, I've read a lot of CFR people, and it seems that their main thrust is for world government. And he said, what have I written? What have I written? What have I written?
Well,
that's
what you should have done to Chris.
But he
wouldn't have had an answer.
But, ma'am, I handled it correctly. I said, I'm talking about the CFR.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed us who he was.
Well, the thing is, now, You know, if you can get people to laugh, first of all, if you want to change people's minds, get them to laugh a little bit, because what you do, you know, I don't want to say hi, but
look, this
you
guy,
raise the endorphin levels if you get them laughing. I can get people laughing at the New World Order. I've been working
on there are these social climbers that do whatever the establishment says to get power and control. And they've always been with us, and this guy does what he does so he can have his highfalutin position as the head of a university.
Well, see, you're a didactic, and he's a dialectic. You came at him because you don't often get a chance to talk to a CFR. He gets this little media stuff all the time. So he projected his reality upon you, of you, on you, and because he used dirty tricks, and you did get him a couple of times, but the thing is, he used this dirty little dialectic trick. But to fight with a dialectic, okay, so he says he embraces diverse thought. I'm telling people now, you know what? If my water filter embraced diversity, I would have doggy doo, I would have dead flies, I would have sticks and oil slicks in my water. And they laugh at that. And then the next thing, after the embracing the diversity thing, I always like to tell them that, you know, well, one of the other things is that in Africa, the old saying is that, you know, when the wolves own all the newspapers, all sheep will become criminals. And contrary to Oprah's polls, you know, that the wolves and sheep cannot live and coexist, you know, on an equal playing field and embrace each other. You know, no matter how many times the wolves tell you that they can do that. But you could take this guy, he was a punk. I could get him because as a news group troll, what you want to get is people to, you want to make him self-implode. In the news group game, when you're fighting with somebody, if you could get them to go to capital letters first, they lost because they shouted at you because you get them to this point where it does not compute. It does not compute. And then they just start
Well, I frankly don't spend all my time arguing with people. I brought him on to show you what they're all about. Thanks for the call, Rita. David in Illinois. David, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I thought Rita did a good job there. She's talking about the science of communications, and she, I agree with what she said. He accused you of being fearful and your audience of being fearful and instilling fear in your audience when, in truth, that's exactly their modus operandi.
Yeah, we've got to have this Pan-American Union to stop the terrorist when that's exactly what will, quote, allow the terrorist to attack us.
Without instilling fear, they have no method of making everybody go along with what it is they're wanting to do.
Well, yeah, accuse those of what you do.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would always point that out. And I wish he could have stayed on longer because he was actually hanging himself. And like you said, he was showing us what he was about. I wish he'd have been on there longer to provide some good quotes.
Well, he was giving me the outro. He was saying, well, it's been nice being on your show.
Right. Well, listen, I appreciate you having him on because, you know, we need to hear more of them to get those quotes and to hear their logic and everything. And if you listen to him closely, after the fear factor was over with, what he would go back to was the consolidation and the economic motive that they have behind this whole thing.
Well, he also had the nerve to say that by building these NAFTA highways and by quote, you know, having the guest worker program blanket amnesty, and then he'd say that is an amnesty. No, because he changes the name. Well, it still makes it, I mean, you could call a wolf a Google snapper. It's
right.
Still a wolf. Just because he goes, no, it's not a wolf, I've changed the name to Google snapper. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Alex, you're doing a great job, and thanks for having him on. It really shows us, you know, what type of logic they employ. What type of arguments they employ.
Well, did you hear the elitism, too, the giggling?
Oh, sure.
But he didn't giggle at the end when I said, we're going to defeat you.
No, because I tell you what, in the back of their minds, I'm sure that they are probably scared to death. Their biggest threat to their grip on control is the Internet, the airwaves, tape ministries, and so on. So they know that if they're going to shut this down, they're going to have to do to that type of communication what they've done to public education, and that is destroy it. Hey, Alex, you've done a great job, and I'll let you go to your next caller.
Thank you, sir. You're doing a great job as well. Let's talk to George in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, George.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Well, one of my Georgisms is ignorance is the one crime that is still punishable by death. However, we are still impaneled as judge and jury to alter our fate. And by working together, we will alter our fate, and these people won't take advantage of us. there's been some serious revelations in the Canadian press, and since they don't get that much exposure in your country, I thought I'd bring it to your attention. The last survivor out of the World Trade Center was interviewed in the National Post last Friday and on Monday, and he had quite a story to tell. He's been suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, so he's never told his story before. So this is a clean, unblemished account of what happened in the final minutes. And he traversed the area where we're supposed to have this fire that melted steel without wearing any protective equipment. He saw no flames, just smoke. When he got to the bottom and he was fleeing the building, there was an explosion, a giant fireball that blew him out of the building and into the rubble, where he was found unconscious and taken to hospital.
No, I know. Well, that's what firefighters and police said happened. We've got about 100 people on record or more.
The point is, Alex, this is in the National Post.
Let me ask you a question. Is this just buried in there, or is this the headline?
Full-page article in the paper. And another very interesting thing that was in the National Post yesterday is they're having like a confessional where people could confess their deepest, darkest secrets and publish them online. One blew me away yesterday. There's two pictures of the World Trade Center, like a drawing with smoke coming out, and the caption of this person's confession is, "Everyone who knew me before 9/11 believes I'm dead." And I'd like to know who that individual is, and if he ever listens, you should come forward, because we need to know what really happened to you if you weren't killed.
Speaking of the National Post, they've had articles about the CFR plan even before they publicly announced it 3 weeks ago, and Canadians are openly saying this is the end of our country.
Oh, exactly. You walk into any library and look in the political science section about globalization issues or anything, and you should just fall over with the amount of material you can carry away. And this is all from reputable universities or various professors or whatever explaining their logic and rationale.
Their own report says the end of our sovereignty. Their own report says the end of our borders.
Oh, exactly. But we're not lost. United Press International published a piece I wrote in the Washington Times. It's called The Citizens' Manifesto. And I did a legal brief on how we can defeat them, taking the law into our hands. And I applied contract law to constitutional law, which has never been done before. The government has a contract with us. As long as they maintain our rights and freedoms, we allow them to be the government. When they break the contract, we are no longer obligated to follow along. There are four levels of government: the executive, the Congress, the courts, and finally the citizens. We're the citizens. When the others serve us,
and
we have to exert our power and authority.
And we interface with the government at the jury box, the grand jury box, and the ballot box, but the Declaration of Independence clearly states it isn't just a right, it is a duty, that when government becomes destructive of the people's liberties and freedoms, we must overthrow it and rebuild it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
You bet. And, again, we are scheduled to have our guest come up here in the next few minutes, but he's in his lawyer's offices having meetings right now dealing with his 12-year-old daughter who's been kidnapped. Imagine the terror. Imagine the horror. Before we go to break, though, and hopefully have the guest on the other side, my new film, Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, is out. It details what really happened on 9/11 like no other film we've seen. It details the latest police state developments and who the globalists are, what their driving philosophy, what their ideologies are, what they want to do with the world from their own statements, their own documents. It is my coup de grace. It is the best film I've made. Please get it. It's 3 hours long, three films in one. $25.95. Get a second copy for $19.95, and down to $14. Each additional copy you get, it goes down in price. Got a bunch of other specials we're offering. Don't wait. If you believe in what we're doing, get these films, make copies, get them out to people. It's very, very effective. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or order via InfoWars.com. Or on top of that, you can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas 78732. 1-800-GOT-04. Don't wait. Get martial law. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Police State 2000. Get Police State 2 The Takeover. Get America Destroyed by Design. Get these videos. Get them out to people. They're full of the truth. They're hardcore. They're waking people up. You can watch them all online right now at prisonplanet.tv or order them via Infowars.com or, as I said, 888-253-3139. We've already had three showings of martial law at the Alamo Drafthouse downtown and now in South Lamar. We're going to have two more showings, one next Thursday, 7:30, and then one the next Thursday after that at 8 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar. I don't even know if tickets are available for next week's. I mean, they were almost sold out days ago. If that's already sold out, then get them for the next Thursday, the 23rd. Now, that may be the last showing. I don't know. If this continues, we might keep it going indefinitely once a week. But the next 2 weeks, folks, next Thursday, 7:30, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, beautiful stadium seating, brand-new theater. And then the next week, same theater, and that'll be the 23rd. Details at Infowars.com. And coming up this weekend, we're going to have posted my speeches and question and answers from the showing a few nights ago. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit Infowars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
We're scheduled early in the next hour to have the father of the young 12-year-old who doesn't have cancer, who they want to radiate. We're scheduled to have him on. He's in between meetings with lawyers, meetings with doctors. We really appreciate him trying to get on the show with us, and that's coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. John in Florida. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I haven't called in quite a long time. I've taken to listening to a rebroadcast of your show at nights. That's why VTJ here in Pensacola doesn't carry much during the daytime, but today I'm luckily able to tune in. You sure have lit a fire out there on the range, young man. Good for you. The sheriff, I believe it was, up there in New Hampshire.
Yes, arresting illegal aliens.
Right, that's why I'm calling in, because I kind of want to tie in something that hit the news here in the Pensacola area on Wednesday. Before Ivan, the hurricane, hit almost a year ago, 10 months actually, I guess, there were only three arrests of Hispanic-type people in the county here and in Alaco. Since then, the news has reported that they have over 60. They did not specify exactly how many. This, in turn, has now caused the local authorities to start hiring interpreters. We also have an influx of these workers here, and that's what I'm basically talking about, that are doing a lot of reconstruction. They're bringing their families. The families are now going into the school system. It's adding to the tax burden in many, many ways. And just in that light also, about last week, across the street, a house is being worked on by several different crews of all Latino-type people that have been arriving in different vehicles, but predominantly one has been a vehicle with Texas plates. And the young
guy, if you break one law yourself, you're going under the jail.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. I was out working on my car on a driveway, and this young guy comes across. He starts talking to me in broken English about maybe doing some work on our property. And I said, no thanks, etc. Well, his wife came over, and she did a better job of speaking English, so I was inclined to ask him where they were from, because I thought maybe they were from Texas, out in your part of the world. No, it seems they're from International Foreign Falls, Minnesota. And they're down here, and they intend to relocate down here because of the climate. But they're all over the place, you know, from coast to coast and border to border.
Sir, they say 30 million. It's more than that. And that's just the people from Latin America.
Yep.
There's all the Chinese, the Russians.
This guy, I suspect, was Honduran. I've spent some time in Honduras, and he wouldn't tell me what part of Central America he was from.
I know.
Just... Very guarded.
Well, you know, all these illegal aliens that are here now, they're all going to lose their jobs to the next wave.
Yeah. It's insane. Anyway, great interview with that CFR guy. It's too bad that he wasn't willing to stay on a bit longer. Maybe.
Well, it was just all total doublethink.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these people are mentally ill. You know, they really are. How do we get them reprogrammed through some re-education center? Or like, in Clockwork Orange, the Dovco technique.
Take care, man.
Like that. Bye now.
Good talking to you. Pete. Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Pete.
Hi. Alex, hi. Longtime listener, and I wanted to bring something up and share with you and your audience. And it's referring to your CFR guest.
Yes.
Part of, as a listener, okay, I listen to you for years. Part of it, as a listener, it's what you say and what your guest says. And then it's just like this. He said, she said thing. But I want to relate to you something that I witnessed myself. I saw Bill Clinton say it himself.
All right, I want to hear this on the other side.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Third hour, your calls, a ton of news, and a guest in the wings. So we'll be right back. Please stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks.